Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Teaser, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Teaser, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Big XL. This is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. I got to start the show by saying one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home for the past 15-plus years, definitely holding down the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Thursday night, Friday morning, overnight slot. Also got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. Now, for those who don't know, Live365.com, they are the internet's oldest and longest running streaming service, but they're not your traditional streaming service. No, they are not. What they are a platform that allows small wattage radio stations, AM radio stations, some of your smaller stations to have the capabilities to broadcast via the internet. Okay? Now, what they do is they provide a server. And you can broadcast your platform there. But not only do they provide a server, but also on their server, they are media-based. They are media-based, which means that if the artist's music is registered to ASCAP, CSAC, or BMI, then you will receive royalties for your play as they accumulate when it comes to terrestrial radio. All right, so artists, If you're played on any of the stations on live365.com and your music is properly registered, then that will go towards your radio play royalties, all right? So make sure your business is handled. Well, we partnered up. We had the opportunity to partner up with Live 365, all right? We partnered up with Live 365, and we launched our very own internet radio station, all right? The name of our station is Ride 95, okay? Ride 95. We're the home of what's next in hip-hop and R&B and country rap tunes, okay? Now, the way to access our station is very, very easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com. Once you go to live365.com, then go to the search engine. Once you're in the search engine, type in RIDE, R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5, RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. Click on our station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right, now, if you want to access via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live 365 app. Once you download the app, go to the search engine, type in RIDE, type in 95, click on the station logo, and again, music, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. One time for the good people over at Live 365 for allowing people the opportunity to broadcast via the internet. Also, one time for the good people at WRFG, 89.3 FM Atlanta, Georgia, your station for progressive and handpicked music. All right? All right, we're always keeping it progressive, and we're always keeping it moving. All right. It's time for me to do what I like doing most. I'll let you know about our radio homes. Also, make sure you check us out on all your favorite streaming services. Check us out. Go to any of your favorite streaming services. Type in Riding Dirty Radio, and we'll pop up. Keep up with us on social media, and that's TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Riding Dirty Radio. And also check us out on Riding Dirty TV on YouTube. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for me to do what I enjoy doing most, and that's bring you the people that are definitely changing our culture. Whether it's through arts, entertainment, philanthropism, business, entrepreneurship, religion. This platform is for those who are changing the culture. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different than any other night on the Riding Dirty Show. So welcome to the platform, Shells the Kid. What's going on, my G?
Yes, sir. Not much, man. I'm just super blessed to be here, man.
All right. So, look, the first thing I want to say is thank you for coming on the show. I definitely appreciate your time for hanging out and talking with us.
Yes, sir, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, look, let's take a walk into the life of Shells the Kid. The first thing I want you to do is let all our listeners know where you're from.
And I'm from North Carolina, man, a small town named Ahoskie. Yeah, it sounds weird, but yeah, it's like it's a very small town, straight from North Carolina, man. Born and raised.
Okay. All right. What was your introduction to music? Like, when did you realize that you had a talent to do music?
probably like when I was like in junior high. Around the time where Lil Wayne really started, like it was a point where Lil Wayne was just really releasing a lot on remixes, on mixtapes and stuff, and so that's around the time where I feel like, yo, like I'm trying to do this.
All right. Now, seeing Lil Wayne do what he was doing and being from a small area, what provided you the confidence? Because seeing someone do it and being from a small area and realizing you can do it, something had to make you say, you know, jump off the porch and attempt.
Yeah, man. Being myself, being me around my family, my friends, school talent shows and stuff like that, man, really gave me the confidence. But mostly it started from, like, just performing and being myself around my friends and family.
All right. Do you remember your very first studio experience and what that was like?
My very first studio performance? It was...
Studio experience.
Oh, studio experience. Okay. Yeah. It was with, I believe like I was like in 8th or 7th grade where, it was like a room full of guys like that was already in high school, and they played a beat and it was like everybody write something to it. Not really sure if my verse made it on the actual song. I just knew it was just something that I was trying to do, and I loved it. I loved that experience. So yeah.
All right. Who are some of your influences? I know you mentioned Lil Wayne, but who are some of the artists that inspire you to be the best possible?
Honestly, it's a few actually. I know I like Tory Lanez a lot. I'm a big Jay-Z fan. Just recently started listening to a couple of years ago, I just recently started listening to Jordan Lucas, super dope, creative as far as his visuals and I like his cadences and his flows. Who else? I can say I was a huge Dipset fan when I first started. You know, the whole Juelz Santana camera. Just see if I'm missing anyone. I think that's about it, though.
All right, dope, man. That's some great company. That's some great company to be in. All right, so you went to the studio. You're not sure if that verse actually made it to that song, but it definitely left a long-lasting impression in your mind. All right, at that point... Yeah. Of course, you had to have, being in the 8th grade, you had to have the backing of your family. What was your family like when you told them you wanted to pursue music?
I didn't know. I mean, I don't think they knew that it was rap that I was trying to do. So so my grandfather, he encouraged me to join the high school marching band, once I got into high school. So I did that. I was in the drum line through my whole high school career. Just to learn more about the composition of music, like, you know what I'm saying, like the building of the actual music, like, and then later on, that's when everybody realized, like oh no, like he's an actual artist, like he actually likes making lyrics or making melodies, like, you know what I'm saying. So yeah, so that's pretty much where that came from.
Okay, no doubt. All right, so. You started your basically professional, independent recording career. Let's talk about some of the releases that you've had. Your first project you introduced the world to was what?
The first official project that I introduced the world to was my first mixtape was called Yours Truly. I'm not mistaken, then I was working with a group by the name of So Much More. It was a multicultural group. It was like an actual like band, like an alternative band, and I was the rapper in the band. When I say band, I'm talking about like guitar, drums, all of that. It was like a live band. And then we had an EP. I want to say that released in like 2015. Then I came out. Then later in 2015, I released my first solo EP, which was called 2000 and Love. I was just releasing singles and stuff like that up until 2019, where I released I Messed Up. That was my debut album. And then this month, February 12th, I just released 2000 and Love Part 2. So, yeah, so.
All right. Let's go back to the performing with the band. Like, what was that like, man?
Okay.
That had to be an amazing experience.
Man, it was wild, man. I'm talking about, like okay, so I like to think of it like me being 40 pounds ago, right? So that's my joke. Like I like to say I was 40. This was 40 pounds ago where, like, we were jumping into the crowds and stuff and crowd surfing and all that stuff. Like, it was super cool, man. and it was the first time where it was more than just, I had to do more than just rap. Like, I didn't know how to set up for stages and all that stuff like that. So I learned a lot, like, you know what I'm saying, like, as far as setting up, like, an actual, like, set list, running a click track so that the live band could play behind you, all of that stuff, man. It was so dope. Wearing in-ear monitors so you can hear yourself, you can hear the music. It's nothing like it. I don't never want to do anything without a band ever again, like, live. If I have to, like, I don't never want to do it without a band ever.
All right, now, how did all those things you learned while performing with the band, how did that transcend into with you becoming a solo artist, especially when you take that stage?
Oh, man. It helped me to actually, how can I put it? Like, it helped me to be I want to say be a better performer, and actually to use the totality of everything, like, use all of your resources while you're on stage, like the microphone stand, just everything, include the crowd, the audience, feedback, eye contact. Like, it just taught me so much, like, you know what I'm saying, like and it's something that that I would cherish forever, for real.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about your spiritual background, because you're a spiritual leader in your current church, correct?
I am. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm a worship leader at my church. That actually helps a lot as well, like being able to have like practice and being able to have the courage to be able to sing in front of an audience every week. Well, I mean every week, I mean every week, and it starts to help to build some type of stage presence, you know, and it starts to help you learn how to control the crowd, things like that. I love it, you know. It's super dope, man. Like for anybody that has started out like this, and most artists, industry artists, have all started out in the choir or whatever. So I'm pretty sure like anybody can say like that has started like that can say like it's super dope, and that's basically where people get their practice and when they first find out like, hey, like, I can really do this, you know what I'm saying? So
no doubt. All right, the title 2000 in Love 2. Tell me a little bit about the title. It's a very dope title for a project.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. The first, like I said, the first 2000 in Love EP, it was just an EP. It was basically I want to say 2015. I had just proposed to my wife, and I felt like that was like the year of love, like, you know what I'm saying? Like we ended, and it was 2015. Initially, but in my mind it was 2000 in Love, like, you see what I'm saying, like the year name, like, you see what I'm saying. So the 2000 in Love Part 2 is basically like the sequel, like everything that like everything that's happened since me and my wife has gotten married, the kids, the new house, it's just everything. It's just everything, and in the midst of just everything that's been going on in 2020, I just wanted to bring back some real love type stuff, man, where people can appreciate each other, appreciate time.
No doubt. All right, now, what has been some of your struggles, if any, of being an independent artist, and what advice would you give to other independent artists?
Some of the struggles is just trying to stay consistent, you know? Really just trying to stay consistent with just releasing content, trying to make sure that that you're growing organically by using content and trying to stay consistent. But if I had to tell anybody that's trying to do this anything, I would tell them to be genuine, and in some cases be overly genuine. Like what I said, I was talking to my wife the other day, and I told her, like, it's a big world, you know. You just want to be able to relate to somebody, and you may never know, it might be a gang of people that see things just like you, you know, but you just have to continue to be overly genuine. Somebody gonna like it. You see what I'm saying? So that's pretty much how I feel.
No doubt. How do you juggle being a father, a husband, and an artist?
Man, I'm still trying to figure it out. as far as being a dad and a husband and a recording artist, man, I just take it day by day. You know, I would say when it's time to go on the road or whatever, which I haven't been on the tour since 2019, you know, and I'm not sure when the next time I'll go on tour again because of COVID or whatever. But I mean, it's you definitely trying to maintain a balance, but long as the wife's good, man, then I believe everything will balance out pretty well though. Long as the wife's good, and of course, you can't leave the house unless the bills are paid. So, but as long as those two things are taken care of, then I think we can be good, though.
All right. Do you think you encourage your kids to get into music?
I wish. Honestly, I want to encourage my kids to do whatever it is they want to do. Like I know my oldest son. I really want him to play the piano. And really get into stuff like that, like from my marching band experience and stuff like that. But I can only lead him to it. Like, you see what I'm saying? Whatever he's passionate about, he's gonna do it. But I'm hoping and praying that he picks it up and he loves it for what it is, and it just drives him to be the best that he want to be.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. How do your congregation feel about your music?
Oh man, they love it. I mean, like again, I'm just being myself. I'm not saying anything that I wouldn't say in front of them, you know. I about to say, like, you know, the Bible says, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and shall obtain favor from the Lord, and that's basically what I'm talking about most of the time. And this album is my relationship with my wife, you know, and I talk about my kids, so. I'm not hiding anything from my church family or anything. So I mean, they love it for the most part, though.
No doubt. All right, so look, we got a record by you that we're going to drop. I think it's called Believe Me, We Got This. Tell me a little bit about this record.
Okay. So basically, I wrote this record when COVID had first hit. You know, and like jobs and stuff was falling out of every place, and everything was just dropping. The economy was dropping and stuff like this. And the only thing my wife really wanted to do was go out on a date, right? But everything was closed, so I had to kind of be creative and make some things happen at the house right here where we were, you know. And I just wanted to make a promise to her that even though we was on lockdown, like I was still gonna be that romantic person, you know, that she married. So yeah, that's pretty much where it came from.
All right.
Just the thought.
Now before
song,
before I have you introduce the song, what I want you to do is let the people know how to find you on the World Wide Web and how they can check your music out.
Awesome. Okay, well, cool. I'm on Facebook and Instagram by the name of Shells the Kid. That's SHELLZD as in dog, AKID, Shells the Kid. So that's Facebook and Instagram. My album, 2000 to Love 2, is on all streaming platforms, music platforms. It's on all of them, iTunes, Spotify. However you listen to your music, Amazon, however you listen to it, it's up there. That's how fun, man.
All right, introduce the record to the world.
Yo, so this is Shells the Kid, and this is Believe Me, We Got This. I'm not sure if it's the remix or not, but if it's the remix, then it's with my boy T-Dash and Damian Taylor. If it's not the remix, then it's just me, Shell the Kid. But either way, we're going to have a good time.
Appreciate it, my G. Have a blessed night.
You too, man. Thanks for everything.
T-Dash.
I like how I sound right here.
My little baby, yeah, she drive me so crazy.
Uh-huh.
I love her smile,
uh-huh.
Her body so amazing.
Ooh.
She keep it real, we be talking on a daily. She
yeah.
My only standard, them other chicks never face me. And she always been silent, she stay 10 toes down. And she always got my back, she stay holding me down.
Uh-huh.
That's a grade A woman, you gotta keep her around. Yeah, my shorty is a queen and she leave me astounded. I never seen nothing like her, she not from this earth.
Uh-huh.
And shorty by the business, so she know where she works.
I'ma
make sure you're good and you know that's a fact.
Uh-huh.
We can run this race together and do a victory lap.
Okay, now don't you leave. I made this all special just for you and me. Get your shoes that kicked off, the kids been sent off, and we gon' do more than just watch TV. Yeah, you gon' like it tonight. Come on, baby, ain't no fighting tonight. You the teacher, and I'm the student, yeah. I really thank you for all the work that you've been putting in. Putting in, yeah, you be putting in. So sweet, you must be really close to putting there. I like how you make things up and then you put it there. If I had everything, I'll give it. Man, I could as well. And I ain't playing, I'll be your chocolate pudding bear. Oh, you think that's funny? I know I'll get you there. And everything will be alright. Well, at least for tonight, you dig?
Would you love me if I was down? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down, down, and down? Would you still have love
would
for
you still,
me? Tell me, would you still love? Tell me, would you still trust me if I was down and down? Tell me, would you stick around?
The Kid, and the name of that joint was Believe Me, We Got This. Alright, it's your boy Big XL. This is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. We'll see you guys tomorrow with another dope interview. Alright, peace. Y'all stay black, keep it gangster. Yeah.